to be here with you on a Wednesday, an extra hour of the show, as we have every Wednesday. This is Behind the Whistle, our high school coaches show here on ESPN Radio 102.7. Lucky to have a good friend of mine in Coach Mark Kern here on the show. Coach, first and foremost, how you doing?
We're doing awesome. Pat, good. Thanks so much for having us. Big shout out to you guys. We appreciate all you do, especially the coverage of maybe not the most popular sports, and especially the great sport of wrestling, high school athletes, coaches. It's just outstanding. Thanks so much for having us.
Well, I appreciate that. And I'll tell you what, I've kind of had a newfound interest, not just in wrestling, but this weekend I spent a little bit of time watching some MMA, and I was more impressed, not by the guys who punch, but the submissions and stuff like and grappling, and not only the fact of putting those moves on, but escaping them at the same time. It was insane. The strength and the toughness of these guys' bodies, their ability to use hips, and man, it was crazy. And I can only imagine, I know a lot of that comes from the sport of wrestling, and then they work in some of those other techniques.
You know, it really is. And those guys are tough guys.
Yeah.
You know, they're just going to beat the snot out of you or put you in holds that I don't want to be in. And it's amazing how many of those guys are former wrestlers. NCAA champions are doing it, and it's the sport's growing a lot, that's for sure.
Well, you have to feel like that's where these guys can become professional, because there isn't a quote-unquote professional wrestling league, but you do see a lot of these guys when they talk about their backgrounds. A lot of these guys are former wrestlers. I just watched the World Series of Fighting, and the guy that's undefeated, 17-0, he just won again, and his background, he was a college wrestler somewhere in Iowa. So, you know, he's pretty good at what he does.
Yeah, those Iowa guys are real tough. You know, you put them in an octagon, you let them unleash on somebody, and sometimes it gets frightening.
So, Coach, let's first and foremost, one of the things in this show is getting to know our coaches a little bit more. You brought some wrestlers here. Your assistant coaches here as well. We'll have them on the show here momentarily. But just getting to know your background, getting into coaching. I know you've coached other sports as well. That's where we first kind of hit it off, was covering Jimtown football. And obviously your son is very well known here in the area. One of the best running backs, in my opinion. Pretty darn good wrestler. He's an okay wrestler, right?
I mean, yeah, he's okay.
He's all right. Don't want to give him a big head or anything. But where did you first decide that coaching was something you wanted to get into?
There's one answer, and the guy's name is Al Smith. He is a legend,
yep.
And it's amazing. They give a tribute to him at the Invitational last week, and there are just a ton of different coaches there, referees there. And to a man, we would all vow that he did more for us than he did for anybody else. And he really got you committed to the sport. He got you committed to hard work, to love the sport. And he makes you want to give back to it. It's amazing in my room, on any given night, we'll have 10 or 12 guys, former wrestlers, friends of my assistant coach, Anthony Lewis. They'll come in just because they love the sport, and they'll work out with the guys. And it really is a fraternity of people.
That was one of the other things I was going to kind of touch on as well, because it seems like in wrestling, on the mat, at least, there's so much competition. But there's a respect level, I think, as well, that other sports don't carry as much, in the sense of you respect your opponent. After a good fought match, there's handshakes and there's a respect level there. Is that the same way through coaches and programs and other clubs?
Absolutely. The kids, especially the elite kids, they wrestle all off season, all summer together. Mm-hmm. And we take kids all over, not only our kids, but local kids who train at our RTC, our regional training center. And there is a mutual respect among coaches. There's a camaraderie. We're all former wrestlers, and there is that family bond that we share. And it's definitely community-wide. It's in the northern part of the state. It's statewide, even. You know, a lot of people that you compete against, compete with, especially in the off-season. And it's kind of a neat camaraderie, that's for sure.
Once again, we're joined today here on Behind the Whistle by the Jimtown Wrestling Team, head coach Mark Kern. We're going to be joined later in the show as well. He's got four wrestlers here, his assistant coach, as we'll come back and be joined by them in the next segment. Coach, for you, when did you get into wrestling?
I started in junior high.
Okay.
And it was Al Smith who taught us about the off-season before there was an off-season. He was one of the rare guys. You know, there weren't nearly the opportunities that kids have today. These guys here with me today, we've been all over, up to Battle Creek, Kalamazoo, Indianapolis, down at Peru, you name it, and they're going to be at a tournament. And, he taught us so much about dedication. He was one of the early pioneers of year-round wrestling. and he really developed your skills in the competition. We all have a saying that mat time is a key to success, and the more mat time you put in, the better off you're going to be. These guys standing over here probably put in about 70 or 80 matches after the season was over last year.
Wow.
And that's really helped them get to where they are today.
How do you help them balance other sports, especially at a school like Jimtown? You're not a big school. You have most of these guys to be a successful athlete do multiple sports. So how do you help them balance, or you yourself balance with other coaches, time with these guys? Because they also have to have time to be young kids and enjoy being outside of sports for at least a little bit for some mental stability, I would assume.
Absolutely. We have a great coaching staff at Jimtown in all sports, and we work really close together. We check each other's schedules. We say, hey, I need these kids this week at camp. Coach Campbell will say, I need these kids this week at our camp. Baseball coaches work close together. Mm-hmm. Our track coach, Joel Linville, does a great job. So we have a great staff who really work together and understand that the key, we think, to a lot of our success at Jimtown is to have multi-sport athletes. And we definitely get encouragement from not only the other coaches, but our AD, and they preach the same thing. A lot of specialization going on today, and the more I read, the less I'm a fan of it. The muscle tearing down, and I think that if you're a competitor, you're going to be successful in whatever you attempt to do.
Well, and I would completely agree. I think if you look at a lot of the top athletes in any field, most of them have a multi-sport background. Very few of them are isolated in a specific sport. Maybe golf. You could put certain sports where it's so much repetition that would be an okay sport maybe to specialize in. But for the most part, being a multi-sport athlete, and I know at Jimtown you guys excel in that, and your communication is great as a coaching staff throughout the school. When you look at Jimtown as a community, what's it like being a coach in this community? It's a lot of fun in my position to be in and around it every now and again when I get to go over there and hang out, because I just love the smallness of it, but at the same time, the passion that the fans bring to almost every sporting event.
You know, Bill Sharp was my first real influence there, him and Floyd Trosper and Jerry Cook. And from day one, it was all about community. Mm-hmm. And it doesn't matter what sport you go to. We had a pep assembly before we went to Team State, and the gym was packed. And there have been people there who have been in that community for, 30, 40, 50 years. And it's a special place. As Bill would say, I'm heading home to go to the creek. And a lot of people don't know what that means. That means I'm heading home to Jimtown. And it really is a special place. We've always had great support. There's been a lot of families, tradition, and they're winners. Mm-hmm. they're winning families. They stay together, and the sport's absolutely tremendous.
I love calling football games there, though. Sometimes have to cut the crowd mic off. The crowd does get a little bit into it.
Let me
behind
help you
guys.
Let me help you. They're insane. Okay, a lot of times when guys get there before the bus is at 3 o'clock,
pacing the fence,
they can't wait. They want us to win so bad they can't stand it. And they absolutely love the kids, mm-hmm. and they love the competition, and it's a great place to be. Those fans, boy, they always pack the stands, and it doesn't matter what sport it is.
I'm always treated very well over at Jimtown. That's why I like doing games there as well. Coach, when you look at your program, your wrestling program at Jimtown, what do you want people to describe your program as?
I want them to describe our program as one that develops not only great wrestlers and great athletes, but great human beings. We preach constantly about how once you wrestle, everything else in life will be easy. You'll mm-hmm. go on to be great fathers, great husbands, great employees. And that's a big part of our philosophy. It's just not about the wrestling or athletics at Jimtown. It's always about developing young men into being great fathers and like I said, dads and husbands and people.
You've coached two sports in which I think can teach young men or women, for that matter, a lot of great life lessons. I mean, football with the camaraderie, wrestling. What would you describe wrestling as being able to teach some of these guys?
What it does is it teaches dedication. Mm-hmm. I mean, these guys never miss a practice. They go and put in the extra time, and, that correlates to the real world. We've had a lot of guys come back from the military and boot camp and say, it's hard, but it's not wrestling practice, And football, wrestling, the competition thing again. Winning's great, but then overcoming a tough loss and regrouping, refocusing, saying, hey, what do I got to do to get better? Because life's going to hand you a lot of obstacles along the way. And having gone through those as young athletes in high school and then turning around and competing, it's going to make it easier in life.
Once again, we're talking to head wrestling coach at Jimtown High School, Coach Mark Kern. Coach, you guys have been down to state, the team state last year. I think that the individual state with the single light, the environment that they put on at Bankers Life. There's no better.